for a second. Good morning, everyone. Oh, let me just, sorry, technical issues with a music stand. Now, today we are going to be taking a look at the Great Commission, which can be found at the end of Matthew's Gospel in the New Testament. Now, the Great Commission is when Jesus gave an instruction to the disciples. So I want to take you back a few thousand years to a time when the disciples had just had a crazy few weeks. They were still trying to get their heads around the fact that their friend Jesus had been put on trial, that he had been killed, and then he resurrected back to life. So he is alive. The disciples and followers of Jesus are feeling a little bit lost, and they are not sure what they should be doing now. So they've come to visit Jesus on a mountain. Let's watch the screen and see what happens next.
Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. Go to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Today, his message to us remains the same. Proclaim the good news to every tribe and nation. Lift up the broken. Bring hope to the lost. Set free the captives. Become my hands and feet. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Wow. What an amazing task Jesus has given us. Did you hear the instruction? It is to go and make disciples. Now, this wasn't just an instruction for the disciples all those years ago, but it's an instruction for you and me too. So I've heard the instruction and I need to get ready to go and make disciples for Jesus. But before I go, I need to pack my suitcase. So, what am I going to need to pack in my suitcase? I'm going to give you a few moments to talk to the people that you're sitting nearby to answer this question. What would you pack in your suitcase? Off you go. So this seems like a popular question. Maybe there are plenty of you that are now thinking about summer holidays, where you're going to go. The sun has come out. But I wonder if anyone would like to share some things that they think we need to pack so that we can go and share. And I told the team to give the microphone to somebody, and I can't remember who I said it to. So apologies. Is that all right? Is that all right, Nicola? Thanks. So, Cheska, what would you pack?
The Bible.
Is that on?
The Bible.
Feels like the right answer.
Oh, okay. Yes. It would be very important if I'm going to go and share Jesus that I have the Bible. I will give you that. Anyone else want to share?
My Nintendo Switch.
Oh, you're in a Nintendo Switch, yep. Like, if you're on a long plane journey. Or more.
My iPad.
Your iPad, yep. I've sensed in a theme there. Good idea.
Clothes and a keychain of Jesus' cross and a picture of Jesus.
I know who I'm taking.
Definitely the clothes as well. We've got some at the front. And then I'm wondering if any adults want to also share, because the children are giving us all the biblical answers.
Swimming trunks.
Yes. You wouldn't want to get caught short.
Oh. My phone.
Your phone, yep.
Food.
Very sensible.
Chocolate.
Oh, Samuel, we'd get along.
Construction vehicles.
With their hand up. Yes.
Nicola, what was that one?
Construction vehicles.
Gifts for the present. Gifts for the people you're going to see.
Oh, gifts. Well, we've got some generous people here.
Sun cream and a toothbrush.
Yes. I'm glad someone's caring about their dental health.
A refillable water bottle.
Oh, good shout. Oh, last one.
Passport.
Well, that's very, very true. You do need that, don't you? Now, all of these were really helpful ideas. And if I'm honest with you, at Parkway, we had a few more extras, things like Heinz baked beans. So that one stuck in my mind. Obviously, I'm going to need to add that onto my normal list. But in all honesty, I don't actually think we need our suitcases at all. And I don't need to go home and search for my passport. Because all I think we really need is ourselves. Because the truth is, we never, ever go alone. Because as our passage said at the end, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age." God is always with you. Now, Jesus tells us to go and share Jesus with people. Wherever we are, we can go and share Jesus. Did you know in Welwyn Garden City alone, there are over 51,000 people? I know, that's filling up the O2 Arena 2.5 times. So there are plenty of people on our doorstep for us to go and share Jesus with. Now, we can go and share Jesus in our schools, in our workplaces, in our gyms or sports clubs, in our coffee shops, or wherever we find ourselves. Now, some of you, and Samuel, I'm also quite pleased that you talked about taking chocolate, because some of you may already know, but I absolutely love chocolate. Chocolate. Now, I love the smell of chocolate, the texture, the way it makes me feel when I eat it. Oh, even just the thought of chocolate makes my mouth water. So it's a good job I brought some chocolate with me today. Because my mouth is watering, I need to eat some. So you don't mind if I just have some chocolate now, do you, everyone? Oh, thanks. I hope the microphone doesn't pick up the noise of me eating. Oh. Some of you don't seem too keen on me keeping the chocolate to myself. Does that mean some of you want me to share my chocolate? Really?
Yes.
Oh. It's really nice chocolate, though. So, well, to be fair, of course I'm going to share some of my chocolate. I'm going to need some volunteers. It is, to be fair, your birthday. So I've got some chocolate. I'm going to give it to a few people just to go around the room. They are to share with everyone. Cholo, it is your birthday, so you can give out one. You're not a bag to yourself. So come. Ben, you can come up as well. Henry, you can come. Eva, you can come. Evelyn, come up. I'm hoping you also know how to open up the bags. Eli, I know you're... you two come and share these ones out for me. Now, I know not everyone, for some reason, doesn't like chocolate. So if you could hand those out for me. So I have got some bags of sweets. Could you hand the sweets out for me? Can you hand out the sweets? Everyone needs a bit of a sugar rush. Oh, now that I've also finished that bit of chocolate, that was lovely. Now, to be honest with you, I can now see some smiles around the room. So it does feel rather good to share some of my favourite things with you all this morning. Oh. And now I've lost everybody because now they're too busy wanting to eat. They're like, oh, which chocolate am I going to get? Oh. But I'm going to be honest with you, I don't always like to share my chocolate. Now, sometimes my kids will buy me chocolate as a present. Or Mark, when he's feeling in a very generous mood, just buys it for me as a little pick-me-up treat. I know, I've trained him well. He is my husband, if you didn't know that. Now, when I get this chocolate, I have to confess, I often hide it in my secret hiding places in my house so that my kids can't eat the chocolate. Anyone else do that? Oh, yes, I'm so pleased. I'm not the only one. Now, the truth is, though, my kids, and they will testify to this, they always want some of my chocolate. And why wouldn't I share it with them? Because the chocolate is so amazing. You're sharing it back with me. That's beautiful. Thank you. There's no chocolate in those, so I won't eat them. No, it's fine. But the reality is, the chocolate that you're eating this morning, or the sweets, it runs out, doesn't it? The chocolate doesn't last. But Jesus, he never runs out, and there is always more than enough of God for everyone. Now, God is so much better than chocolate, and his story is the greatest story. His story is filled with love, grace, and forgiveness. So surely, we should want to go and share Jesus with others. Now, I wonder, whilst you're sitting there, I wonder, what is your favourite story? Is it from a classic book? Maybe something like We're Going on a Bear Hunt. It's an all-time favourite of mine. Good bedtime read. Or is it from a film? Or have you got a favourite story from the Bible? Or do you even have a favourite story from your own life? Because stories, I believe, are a great way to go and share Jesus with others. And our own stories are full of stories. Some are good, whilst others might be a bit painful because they remind us of things that we maybe don't want to always remember. But your stories can be shared with others. Now, all of our stories are important. And if we're friends with Jesus, then our stories will also be about how God has changed us, how he's forgiven us, and he has given us hope. Now, we are all storytellers, and we can go and share Jesus just by talking about the difference that God has made in our lives. We can go and share our testimonies. Maybe that's just a part of our testimony or the whole thing. We can talk about how God has changed us. We can talk about how God has answered a prayer. We can talk about how God has provided for you. I loved that Jean shared in Church Family News about her anniversary with Steve and how God has been faithful to their marriage. How simple is that story to share with others in 30 seconds? We can share how God comforts us. We all have stories to tell. Now, each one of us are all part of God's big story, and we can play our part in his story by sharing the love of God with others. We can share with others how Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected back to life. Those few days in history changed the world forever because it was through Jesus' action of love and forgiveness that we can have a relationship with God and live life to the full. Because when we are friends with Jesus, we are never, ever alone. And we have hope and we know the good news story. Now, each and every one of us has been invited to be part of God's big story. We've been given the instruction by Jesus to go and share. And earlier I talked about how we can go and share Jesus by sharing stories. But we can also go and share with others through our actions. Because God uses you in the everyday. He will use you with the meal that you cook for someone, the time that you spend with a friend, the way that you open up your home and invite people in, and the way that you share what you have with others, and that includes your toys and technology. Now, when we go and share through our actions, we have the opportunity to point to God and point others to God. Now, John Piper once said this: "We are not called to be microscopes, but telescopes. Because no one comes to a stargazing event to marvel at the telescope. They come to marvel at the stars." Now, when we use the simple things in our day-to-day lives to go and share Jesus to the world around us, we want to make sure that people aren't amazed at our delicious meals that we've cooked or our willingness to help them. We want to be like telescopes and point others to God. Our actions need to be motivated by our love for God and our knowledge that we have, that we know that we are loved by God. We need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and go and share with others because we want others to know who Jesus is for themselves, don't we? Now, I wonder here this morning, who has seen the film The Little Mermaid? I heard of me. Oh. Now, I think it's a great film, and I've spent many hours watching this film over and over again. But in case you haven't seen the film, it's about a mermaid called Ariel. I've gone for the original. I think she's far better. Now, Ariel wants to become a human. And in the film, Ariel sings a song called "Part of Your World." And in the song, she explains that she has so much stuff. She's got gadgets and gizmos. A plenty. I can tell who's watched the film. But she is crying out for more. She wants to become a human. But it is not just Ariel who wants more in life. Earlier this year, the Bible Society published a report called The Quiet Revival. And the exciting thing in the report is it has shown in the last 6 years that the church in the UK has grown and there are now over 2 million more people attending churches. Isn't that incredible? Yes. Amen. People in our world are searching for more purpose and meaning to life, just like Ariel. So, God wants us to go and share and people are ready to hear. And it's when we go and share that the world begins to hear about Jesus. The Great Commission is the great sending out, because just like the disciples were sent out, we too are to take these words as our own. And remember that God sends us to go and share Jesus in the world too. Now, the Bible is full of people who God asked to go and share. God spoke to the prophet Isaiah from the Old Testament, and he said this: "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And Isaiah responded with this: "And I said, here I am, send me." Now, God asks each of us that very same question: whom shall I send? Now, is your response like Isaiah, and do you say, God, here I am, send me? We don't have to get on a plane to do it. Remember, there's 51,000 people in Welwyn Garden City. Now, if your response to God's call to go and share is, God, here I am, send me, then I'm going to encourage you this morning, as we spend some time in prayer, to either take your own shoe or use your shoe template that you were given as you came in this morning. And I'm going to encourage us, as we spend some time praying, that God would give you the courage to walk out into God's world, into your communities, to your neighbours, into your workplaces, or wherever you go. Now, later on in the book of Isaiah, it said this: "What a beautiful sight to behold, the precious feet of the messenger coming over the mountains to announce good news." We have the chance to take our beautiful feet and announce the good news to our communities. So if you would like to this morning, and you have permission from your adults who you came with today, or if you are an adult, you can decide for yourself whether you use the sole of your shoe or you use the shoe template as you were given as you came in this morning, to write some words of ways that you can go and share Jesus as you leave church this morning. You might want to use words like hope, light diffuser, peace, joy, bringer of hope. But let's take this moment to commit to God our precious, beautiful feet, to go and share the good news with others. There will be some music in the background, and there's some pens coming round, but take this time now and commit to God how you want to go and share Jesus with others. us to share the good news with those around us. Would you give us the courage to go and share through our stories and actions? Would you bless our precious feet as we announce your good news with others? Amen.